What's up, Knicks fans? Welcome to the morning drive. I'm Danny B. And it was a weekend. We started out Friday night playing the Wizards at home. I was definitely there. It was loud as hell. Had a long work week, so definitely getting to the game and hanging out with the crew. Getting the win definitely was much needed, that's for sure. So I was relaxing all weekend, yesterday, Saturday, until the Jazz game last night, where we know that we didn't end up pulling it out. We lost 108 to 93 was the final score. We lost by 15. And I'll tell you, we started off hot like we do from time to time, right? We were shooting. I think we had like 7-8 threes in that first quarter. Fournier had a four-point play. Burks had a four-point play. But we know that gameplay is just not sustainable, right? Like, we've seen that throughout the whole season. So we knew seeing that, we weren't going to see it all game. And that's what happened. Unfortunately, it started when we brought that second unit in. It just took them a little bit to find a rhythm, you know, and the Jazz were able to come back. We ended the first quarter up five. They came right back and erased that deficit. And it was tough to see the second unit struggle a little bit, but you know what? They dug deep and they found it. RJ started getting it going. He had a nice feed to Mitch. He was driving it inside. And I feel like as they found that rhythm, Tibbs took them right out and put the starters back in. And we ended up doing nothing with it. So that second quarter, we got outscored by 12, 34 to 22 in that second quarter alone. So we go into halftime down 7 now. And we come out in the third and we just, it was a dogfight the rest of the game, you know, but we already were in a position where we were down now and against a good team. So we knew we had to dig deep, you know. To me, it was, you got to move the ball on offense. You got to move for each other on top of it, and you got to get big on the glass. That was the keys for me to beating this team. And there was a lot of times where the ball stopped moving and, you know, and they beat us on the glass. You saw it, you know. Mitch just had an off game last night. I feel like this, it's tough for him because this is where he needs to show out, right? Like, you're looking to get paid. You know, you're talking about teams that are looking to grab you from the Knicks. And, you know, I need to see Mitch finish this season out consistently. There's no other center like him when he's on. When he's on, he's freaking on. You know what I'm saying? With the blocks, the steals, just being huge on that glass with those rebounds. There's nobody that does what Mitch does. You saw that block against Durant. I've been big on him, but he's got to be consistent. He's got to be consistent. Otherwise, you're not getting that big money that you want to get. You know, another thing that killed me last night was the minutes. IQ, he had a pretty good game. He had 23 minutes, though. I would like to see that closer to 30. Obi, only 13 minutes. That definitely irks me. I think all I have to say is he got 13 minutes. It's enough said. You know, Deuce, 3 minutes. 3 minutes. In a game like last night, you need guys like Deuce. You need guys like Grimes. You need guys like RJ that are going to consistently bring that intensity on defense. We were missing it so many times, and it was just like, we just need to up the intensity, and we just never got it to that next level, you know, so that's tough. Yeah, so just another game where it's like you're going through the motions, you know. The game on Friday night, same thing, you know. We're looking good. There was like 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. I remember saying to everybody I was there with, we could do whatever right now, but knowing the Knicks, I probably shouldn't have said that because, of course, they make it close down to the wire. But that's what it is, right? Life of a Knicks fan. We all know. So listen, I'm going to wrap up this morning drive because I'm going to be live tonight. I didn't go live for the morning drive because last week the quality was just horrendous. So I don't want to go live if you can't even see me. So I figure I'll just do these videos. I'll put them out. Tonight I'll be live, 9 p.m., the Knicks Corner Pod on Twitter, on YouTube. Me and my boy Coach Fa, we go in and out of the in-depths of the Knicks, every little thing, every nuance. I really try to pick it out and analyze it. So definitely join us there tonight. On top of it, this morning drive, I'm going to do a giveaway. All right, so make sure you like and retweet this morning drive. Morning drive from Wednesday morning that I'm going to do. Definitely make sure you do that so you're in the running. I'm going to give away this bag right here. And in this bag right here, I got a Knicks hat and a Knicks shirt. Knicks hat, Knicks shirt. Nice little goodie bag, end of the season giveaway. So definitely make sure you're in it to win it. And then listen, 12 o'clock noon, go check out my boys. Bolito, Sed, Sean, they kill it. Knicks chatter day after. It's just like a Knicks barbershop. That's what it is, and I love it, man. I'm working during the week, so I can't always get there, but I do when I can, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. Those guys rock out, so make sure you support the crew. I'm out. I'll see you guys Wednesday. We got the Hawks tomorrow night, 7:30. I'll see you. Peace.